The State House today opened its week-long focus on education with an overview of what Alaska has done for local schools. Commissioner Mike Hanley told the Finance Committee that overall funding for local schools has consistently increased over the years. Lawmakers were interested in how the state will pay for the requirements being put on schools next year. The administration shows increases in contributions to retirement costs and to energy expenses and offers to pay for pupil transportation. But Dillingham Democrat Bryce Edgman said the whole issue rests on funding given to schools through the state's basic per-student formula.
We're not funding that to a high enough level to meet sort of those invisible bar charts that are there that could be attributed to the school districts. Everything from the school district of Anchorage being down $22 million this year to city of Dillingham being down $300,000 plus. I mean, it's across the entire board.
Commissioner Hanley disagrees with that assessment that funding has not increased. He said that 25% of the state's funding goes to education.
We don't see flat funding. We don't see flat spending. We see an increased cost. And I think people look at just the bottom part and don't recognize necessarily what the state actually is doing. And these are surely increased costs.
The committee will hear from local school board members tomorrow to get their take on how to provide sufficient funding.